Yeah. All right, beauty bad drink. I never did do that, did I? I'll get it for you. We'll do it. But you know, what I'd like to do now before we run out of time, when do you folks go to bed here? Excuse me. Well, you know, we did, the last thing we recorded was, like I said, we played a benefit, not a benefit show, but a commemorative show out in Tulsa, Oklahoma for Woody Guthrie. Yes, we did. That's been about a year and a half ago now or something, but anyway, Woody's daughter asked me if we would write some melodies to some songs that her dad Woody had written, and they've lost the melodies. It was never recorded. They weren't, you know, I don't reckon. If they were recorded, they got lost. But he wrote all the time. And so I thought, well, she'll send me a couple songs, you know. I said, yeah, we'd like to try that. Here, she sent me 26 songs. And I thought, boy, I better get to work here. So we'd like to sing a couple of them for you. Now, this one here, he had a sense of humor. He had some comedy songs, you know, and then he had sad songs. He had everything. The best one, what was that? What, word songs? Anyway, you know, he wrote a good song one time that a lot of people recorded. And as soon as he got to New York City, it was entitled, "This Land Is Your Land." You've heard that, ain't you? I know you have, because there's been 10,000 people recorded that song besides him. Well, the next day after he got there, he wrote another song that they lost it, you know, except for the lyric was there on a sheet of paper, you know. And these songs were all written between 1935 and 1949. Now, am I going too long here, boys? But anyway, he wrote this song the next day after he got to New York City. He saw all these women wearing these fancy hats, you know, fashionable ladies walking up and down the sidewalk. And so he sat down on a curbstone and he writes that in his song. He says, and he wrote a song about that. And we got it on the record, but we ain't gonna sing it for you tonight. Because I can't remember it without words. But we do a whole show of Woody things, and we have a screen behind us, and it tells, you know, it kind of tells a story in visually, you know, of the song. Same time the song was written, you know, the same era. And anyway, then we have a teleprompter right down here, and see, I can read all the words if I need them. And so I don't have that with me tonight. Now, the one I have here, I don't have to plug in, you see.